Our scripture reading for this morning will come from the book of Acts, chapter 24, beginning with verse 20. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 24, beginning with verse 20, and I'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Or else, let these men themselves tell what misdeed they found when I stood before the council, other than for this one statement, which I shouted out while standing among them. For the resurrection of the dead, I am on trial before you today. But Felix, having a more exact knowledge about the way, put them off, saying, when Lysias the commander comes down, I will decide your case. Then he gave orders to the centurion for him to be kept in custody and yet have some freedom, and not to prevent any of his friends from ministering to him. But some days later, Felix arrived with Drusilla, his wife, who was a Jewish, and sent for Paul and heard him speak about faith in Christ Jesus. But as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened and said, go away for the present, and when I find time, I will summon you. At the same time, too, he was hoping that money would be given him by Paul. Therefore, he also used to send for him quite often and converse with him. But after 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus, and wishing to do the Jews a favor, Felix left Paul imprisoned. I wanted to focus today's lesson specifically upon Governor Felix and his character and the part that he plays here in Paul's stay at Caesarea Maritima. What kinds of things make your skin crawl? Jim Stafford had a song, I don't like spiders and snakes. Are you in that category? Are you afraid of heights? Going too fast? Darkness? Being in a crowd? Psychologists have all sorts of phobias, don't they? Claustrophobia, hydrophobia. Are you afraid of certain breeds of dogs? I don't like cats. In fact, I think cats are demon-possessed. There was a time whenever I was trying to impress Colleen. We were dating, and I'd visited her at her parents' farm, and I was sitting on the couch, and they had a cat. Perhaps my mom being allergic to cat hair was part of the reason, I don't know, that I didn't like cats. But this cat jumped up on my lap, turned over, and began to let me pet it. And for some reason, as it was laying on its back in my lap and I was petting it, I leaned a little bit too close, and it reached up with both of its front paws and clawed me on either cheek, on my face. To say the least, it didn't stay in my lap. Like I said, I don't like cats. Felix reminds me of the cartoon character, Felix the Cat, and we'll discuss some characteristics that are fun to consider. First, accommodating Felix, like a cat that's purring or rubbing up against you or sitting in your lap. Felix was governor of Judea. It was a position that Pilate had held some 30 years or so before. And as the governor of Judea, he wielded power with a strong fist. History tells us that Felix was not all that sweet of a man. And yet here, as we begin in this discussion with Felix, he's almost so accommodating that it puts us on our guard. As the Jews accuse Paul, and Paul defends himself, it says that Felix put them off. And he said, well, I'm not going to decide the case right now. When Lysias comes up, then I'll decide the case. And if you remember, Claudius Lysias was the Roman commander who had written the letter that accompanied Paul. And he had said that he found nothing wrong with Paul. And so he says, when Lysias comes up, well, we don't have any record of Lysias ever being summoned. But it is a way, and we see that in the judicial system today, it is a way sometimes of just letting cases die. And so it was here. He accommodates Paul, says that he has a more excellent knowledge of the way. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. But he takes no action. In fact, Paul will remain in Felix's custody for 2 years until Felix is recalled to Rome. History tells us that he was not a good governor, and he did things that really should have got him punished by Rome. If it hadn't have been for a brother who had ties with the upper Roman government, he probably would have. But in 2 years' time, he's recalled to Rome, and Festus steps in, as we read in the concluding part of this chapter. Porcius Festus becomes governor, and Paul is still in prison there at Caesarea. But in his accommodating style, trying to make Paul feel comfortable perhaps, he allows Paul some freedom. We don't know exactly what that meant, except that he could be visited by friends. If you recall, in Caesarea Maritima, as Paul had passed through there on his way to Jerusalem, Philip was one of the disciples with his household of four virgin prophetesses that lived in Caesarea. And maybe there's some connection there that continues. I can almost be guaranteeing that there was between Philip and his household, as well as the church there in Caesarea. And Felix allows Paul to have those connections. Why? Well, part of the reason, I think, is Felix enjoys stimulating conversation. And Felix really is in search of, I think, his place in history. Now, I don't know that he's very spiritually minded, but he has a way, Felix has a way of sensing that Paul has power and influence. And he wants to tap into that. Satan has a way of sensing when a higher power is present. Remember, the demons knew that about Jesus. And they were attracted to him from time to time. And yet, they would honor him by obeying his commands. You don't know really what is at the heart of Felix, except self-preservation, perhaps. History tells us that he's also a crooked cat. You have seen cats that can stalk and crouch and pounce. Felix is that way. We don't see it so much here with Paul, but throughout history, the things that are recorded about Felix. He was a Roman procurator of Judea, appointed by the Emperor Claudius in AD 53. He ruled the province, this is from Thayer's commentary, he ruled the province in a mean, cruel, and profligate manner. His period of office, as we've alluded to, was full of troubles and seditions. Paul was brought before such a man. He was kept there out of curiosity. Well, partly. You know how the saying goes with cats, curiosity, kill the cat. Though Felix has a more exact knowledge of the way, and we read that in verse 22 of Acts chapter 24, but Felix, having a more exact knowledge about the way, put them off, saying, when Lysias, the commander, comes down, I will decide your case. Somewhere in Felix's history, he's been exposed to Christianity. And he has been curious enough, even before his acquaintance with the Apostle Paul, he's been curious enough to gather information. It says that he had a more exact knowledge of the way. He's not only been exposed to Christianity, he has learned many of the facts. And so our curiosity is aroused. Does he know of Jesus of Nazareth and his claim to be the Messiah? I would think most certainly, as governor, and looking back on past governors' behavior and activities, that he would know that Pilate, some three decades earlier, not quite but close, had crucified a Jewish man who proclaimed himself to be the Messiah in the eyes at least of Rome. Does he know that Jesus' followers proclaim him to have risen? Well, he certainly heard about the resurrection even in Paul's testimony before him. It says that as Paul was standing before him, he recounts that it's for the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial today. I have written out on the marquee, "It frightened Felix to talk about righteousness and judgment." Felix is not a seeker. He's merely curious. And as Paul begins to converse with him over this 2-year period, it says, let's read this again, that Felix became afraid. I'm trying to find where that is. Then he gave orders, verse 23, to have him put in custody. But verse 25, "But as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened." Fraidy cat, Felix. What's he afraid of? Well, Felix is a man of power and control. And as Paul talks about things that are of God and of Christ, Felix enters into a realm with his mind, not so much with his heart, but he enters into a realm with his mind of considering that there is, I believe, a higher power. And whenever you come to that conclusion that you don't control your own destiny, then you immediately have to consider what this higher power would require of you. The American Standard Version reads this way: "As he reasoned of righteousness and self-control and the judgment to come, Felix was terrified and answered, 'Go thy way for this time, and when I have a convenient season, I will call unto thee.'" What that means is, whether you see it in the context of him becoming frightened, fraidy cat, or terrified, is that Felix has a conscience. It is educated at least to the degree that to think about these things, about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, not only causes him to be uncomfortable, it causes him to be afraid. And so he cuts off the conversation. Have you ever been in a Bible study or a discussion with someone and you get into a region that they're not comfortable with and they just cut you off? I can remember having that happen specifically while sorting rotten potatoes. We were at the fruits and vegetables place, and I and this young lady were doing manual labor, and we were sorting rotten potatoes, and we got to discussing life and death, and I got into an area on death. I really don't know exactly what it was, but she said, "I'm not talking about that." I said, "What?" I think it had something to do with the afterlife. She says, "No, I'm not talking about death. I'm afraid to." And that was that. Perhaps that's Felix's response to the concept of righteousness, self-control, and judgment. And yet, Felix has not turned a deaf ear to everything that is holy. Perhaps it's his own personal accountability that he's refusing to allow himself to consider, because that would require him to change. And so he has become adept to listen when he wants to, and then when it gets perhaps too close to home, he's ready to turn it off. This enables him, therefore, to maintain the charade that he is the one who is in control. What questions do you have about your relationship with God? Turn with me to hymn number 866. 866. and 66. No, so have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Hast thou dominion o'er self and o'er sin? Is thy heart right with God? Over all evil without and within, is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Are all thy powers under Jesus' control? Is thy heart right with God? Does he each moment abide in thy soul? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson flood, cleansed and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Poor Felix. He knows enough to be afraid, but is not convinced to convert. The scriptures also say, though, that he was corrupt. Look again at verse 26. At the same time, too, he was hoping that money would be given him by Paul. Therefore, he also used to send for him quite often and converse with him. Perhaps he's heard about the money that Paul has ferried down to Rome to help the Jews in their time of need and the Christians there. I should say the Jewish Christians in Jerusalem, and thinks that perhaps Paul still has access to such funds. We know Paul doesn't, because he didn't have two shillings to rub together most of his life. But Felix is corrupt. He is looking for, this is once again falls into that crooked Felix, he's looking for a bribe. If Paul was willing, he would have turned Paul loose. And in fact, when he turns him over to Festus, he is going to say that there was no fault that I had in him. If he hadn't have been, you know, and Festus will come to the same conclusion. If he hadn't appealed to Caesar, we could have turned him loose. Who's Felix looking out for? He's looking out for himself, isn't he? He puts off making the judgment of Paul final. He puts off putting himself right with Christ, simply being afraid. He just has a way of putting things off. So good that we're not that way, right? When faced with decisions that are pressing us. It frightened Felix to talk about righteousness and judgment. Fearful Felix, accommodating, curious, crooked, fearful, procrastinating. How does it ultimately end? As far as we know, lost Felix is what it all adds up to. Satan has a way of distracting us, doesn't he? Even when faced with the truth, if we can but turn away from it, not look in the mirror too closely, assuage our conscience, build up some sort of barrier. There was lots of pomp and circumstance. Felix, throughout his life, lived a life that was pretty much selfish. Drusilla, mentioned here, is the daughter of King Agrippa I. And she is his third wife. In fact, he convinced her to leave her husband, whom she had married at age 15 and only had been with for a year, and to come to him. So at the time of their marriage, she was still but 16 years old, according to history. What is Paul doing rubbing elbows with such officials? Well, it's God's plan, isn't it? In Acts chapter 9, in verse 15, as God talked with Ananias about why he must go and share the gospel with Paul, Acts chapter 9, verse 15, "But the Lord said to him, 'Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the sons of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.'" There at the beginning of Paul's conversion, God says, "I am going to use him as a tool for the gospel. I am going to send him to Gentiles, to the sons of Israel, to kings. And don't forget," he also said, "and I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake." As Paul was in Jerusalem and being arrested or accosted, God said to him in chapter 23 of Acts, verse 11, "But on the night immediately following, the Lord stood at his side and said, 'Take courage, for as you have solemnly witnessed to my cause at Jerusalem, so you must witness at Rome also.'" And he will literally go to Rome. But I think what Paul has done now in his ministry and where God is focusing him at this particular point is he's gone to the Gentiles, three missionary journeys. He's come back to Jerusalem and witnessed to God's own people. Now he is arrested and in Roman custody, 2 years now at Caesarea Maritima, proclaiming the message of God to governors and kings. And then as we continue in the book of Acts, he will go on to Rome. This might as well be called Paul's fourth missionary journey. And this is not to just any Gentiles, but to the ruling officials of Rome. Why does God care about Roman authority? Because God loves every one of us. Paul doesn't lose sight of that, even as he's chained man to man to a praetorian guard. He continues to profess the gospel and try to convert that soldier who is guarding him. Before kings, before officials, "I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." It's poetic justice as well, isn't it? Because Paul had imprisoned Christians as Saul of Tarsus, consenting to their death, dragging them back to Jerusalem. Here Paul is being dragged back like a common criminal to Rome, although Felix is somewhat accommodating of Paul during his 2 years. Time is of the essence. We've mentioned that the prophecies of Daniel are about to be fulfilled, prophecies that are 600 years old, that a fourth and great terrible beast will arise, and we know that to be the Roman government. And during that time, there will be a great persecution of God's people. The temple will be destroyed and its confines desecrated. The abomination of desolation will be set up within the temple itself. That will happen in about 10 years from now. It's a warning to those that are going to do that. To Titus, the general who marches into the temple and desecrates it. This is a warning to him. Even he will be held accountable to God. Jesus had confirmed that in Matthew chapter 24 and said in verse 15 that the desolating sacrilege will take place, the abomination of desolation, that event that Daniel prophesied about 600 years ago will be fulfilled in this generation. When it happens, flee to the mountains. Paul has confirmed in 2 Thessalonians 2, 1 through 5, that the man of lawlessness must come before Christ can return. And that was his argument to the Thessalonians, that they hadn't missed the final resurrection because the man of lawlessness had yet to arrive. Paul wrote that letter in 50 AD, some 10 years prior to his imprisonment here at Caesarea Maritima. Yes, Ananias, he's a chosen instrument of mine, and I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake. Where do we stand? I pray that we are willing to suffer for the sake of Christ, to testify before the powers that be, to stand firm when it comes time to argue for righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. Oh, there are plenty of pressures that come upon us from society, and we feel them even today. If we acquiesce, if we give in, if we don't stand for Jesus, then we are no different than Peter denying Christ three times before the rooster crowed. The example we have here of Paul is almost cheerful in the midst of hardship and suffering. He continued to perhaps even banter back and forth with Felix. Felix was like a cat playing with a mouse with Paul, and ultimately he still left him confined when he leaves and turns over his governorship to Festus. I don't think that broke Paul's heart. I think it saddened him. And as he then is given an opportunity to present his case before others in authority, this time a king, he takes advantage of that. And I look forward to us discussing chapter 25 come next week, Lord willing. Accommodating, curious, crooked, ultimately fearful, procrastinating, and lost. Felix did not respond appropriately to the truth. It frightened Felix to talk about righteousness and self-control and the judgment that is to come. May it be an encouragement to us when we do, because we know in whom we stand and for whom we pledge our allegiance.